This is from Unbroken, a World War II story of survival, resilience, and redemption by Laura Hillenbrand. Somewhere on the endless expanse of the Pacific Ocean, Army Air Force bombardier and Olympic runner Louis Zamperini lay across a small raft, drifting westward. All he could see in every direction was water. It was June 23, 1943. Slumped alongside him was a sergeant, one of his plane's gunners. On a separate raft, tethered to the first, lay another crewman, a gash zigzagging across his forehead. Their bodies, burned by the sun and stained yellow from the raft dye, had winnowed down to skeletons. Sharks glided in lazy loops around them, dragging their backs along the rafts, waiting. A month earlier, 26-year-old Zamperini had been one of the greatest runners in the world, expected by many to be the first to break the four-minute mile, one of the most celebrated barriers in sport. Now his Olympian's body had wasted to less than 100 pounds and his famous legs could no longer carry him. Almost everyone outside of his family had given him up for dead. On the morning of the 27th day, the men heard a distant, deep strumming. Every airman knew that sound. Pistons. Their eyes caught a glint in the sky of a plane high overhead. Zamperini fired two flares and shook powdered dye into the water. The plane kept going, slowly disappearing. The men sagged. Then the sound returned. The plane came back into view. With arms shrunken to little more than bone and yellowed skin, the castaways waved and shouted, their voices thin from thirst. The plane dropped low and swept alongside the rafts. There was a terrific roaring sound. The water and the rafts themselves seemed to boil. It was machine gun fire. This was not an American rescue plane. It was a Japanese bomber.